I'm Mike Rush, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem reporting for Sitrep Israel. Welcome to another episode of Sitrep Israel, an automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This Sitrep was generated on Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026 at 1529 Israel time, 1229 UTC. CENTCOM readies strike options as Hezbollah drone wounds 12 IDF soldiers. U.S. Central Command Chief Admiral Brad Cooper is set to brief President Trump this week on new military options against Iran, including a plan for a short and powerful wave of strikes likely targeting infrastructure, and a separate option to seize part of the Strait of Hormuz to reopen it to commercial shipping, possibly involving ground forces. The U.S. is also seeking to form an international coalition to restore freedom of navigation in the waterway, with embassies instructed to deliver a demarche to partner nations by May 1st, excluding Russia, China, Belarus, Cuba, and other U.S. adversaries. Meanwhile, a Hezbollah explosive-laden drone struck an IDF position near the northern border community of Shomera, wounding 12 soldiers, two of them moderately and 10 lightly. The drone hit an armored cargo carrier, and secondary explosions occurred from ammunition at the site. The IDF is investigating whether the drone was guided by fiber-optic cable, which is immune to electronic jamming, a tactic Hezbollah has adopted from the war in Ukraine. Hezbollah claimed responsibility, saying it targeted a self-propelled howitzer. Homefront Command has not issued new nationwide restrictions, but local alerts and shelter-in-place orders are active in northern border communities following the strike. Across the regional picture, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei declared a new chapter for the Persian Gulf and Strait of Hormuz, stating that Iran will determine new legal rules to manage the waterway following what he called U.S.-Israeli aggression. In a written message marking National Persian Gulf Day, Khamenei said the new legal framework will advance comfort and development for all regional nations. President Masoud Pezeshkian warned that any naval blockade threatens global peace and stability and is doomed to fail. On the nuclear front, IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi said Iran's 440 pounds of 60% enriched uranium is likely still buried at the Isfahan nuclear site, and inspectors need access to the location. Iran's UN mission stated that all of its enriched uranium is under full IAEA supervision, and no diversion has been reported. Iran's Navy commander said Iran will soon unveil a new weapon that will terrify enemies, while Parliament Speaker Mohammed Beghar Ghalibaf rebuked President Trump's claim that Iranian oil pipelines would explode within 3 days of the blockade, saying 3 days in, no oil well exploded. In Lebanon, the IDF launched a new wave of airstrikes against Hezbollah infrastructure sites across the south. Israeli warplanes struck multiple towns in Nabatieh, Bin Jabal, entire districts, including a residential building in Nabatieh's Al-Hamza neighborhood, and a motorcycle in Al-Shahabia. The IDF said five Hezbollah operatives identified near Israeli forces in the western sector were killed in airstrikes on Wednesday. Troops of the Alpinist unit dismantled several staging positions and missile launch positions used by Hezbollah in the Mount Dove area. The IDF also intercepted three Hezbollah drones targeting troops in southern Lebanon in three separate incidents. Hezbollah claimed to have shot down an Israeli Hermes 450 drone over southern Lebanon with a surface-to-air missile, and the IDF confirmed the downing, saying there is no fear of information leaking. The IDF issued evacuation warnings to at least 9 towns in southern Lebanon, with Arabic-language spokesperson Avishai Adrai calling for immediate evacuation. Later, an additional 15 villages were reportedly warned. On the political track, Lebanon's defense minister said negotiations are for peace, not surrender, and called for unity. Former President Amin Gamayel said the time is right for direct talks with Israel, while Speaker Nabi Berri called for international action to compel Israel to halt aggression. Moving to Gaza, new maps provided to aid groups show an expanded zone of IDF control, with an orange restricted area comprising about 11% of the Strip's territory, bringing two-thirds of Gazan land under Israeli charge. The IDF struck and eliminated Ibrahim Abu Chakar, a Hamas terrorist who operated under the cover of a paramedic and was planning an imminent sniper attack against IDF troops. He had led numerous attacks throughout the war. The Israeli Navy detained approximately 175 activists from the Global Sumud Flotilla, intercepting 21 of its 58 vessels overnight near Crete. The other boats were warned to change course. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni condemned Israel's takeover of the flotilla and demanded the immediate release of detained Italian citizens. Two incendiary balloons from Gaza were also detected in the Gaza periphery, reminiscent of pre-October 7 tactics. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces demolished a Palestinian horse stable and three agricultural rooms near the entrance of Husan village, west of Bethlehem. Separately, a Catholic nun was reportedly assaulted near the tomb of King David in Jerusalem in a hate-motivated attack carried out by an Israeli settler. Police arrested a suspect. On the multilateral track, Iran's ambassador to the UN accused the US of falsely portraying Iran's nuclear activities as a danger to justify aggression, speaking at the NPT review conference. The IAEA's Grossi stressed the need for inspectors to access the Isfahan site. Elsewhere, the UK government allocated an additional £25 million for Jewish community security following an attack the previous night, though no further details on the incident were provided. A ship Ukraine says carries stolen grain from Russian-occupied areas will not offload in Israel after a diplomatic row. An Israeli official said the decision was made by the importer, not the government. Pakistan opened 6 overland transit routes for goods destined for Iran, allowing stranded cargo to move amid the US naval blockade, while Pakistan's fuel import bill surged from $300 million to $800 million, putting pressure on the economy. In Bahrain, Iran condemned the revocation of citizenship of dozens of nationals as a serious human rights violation, and Iran's foreign ministry rejected claims by the Secretary General of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council regarding Iran's performance during the war. Moving to the analysis, first, the trend, the tempo of kinetic exchange on the Israel-Lebanon front has escalated sharply, driven by a shift from sporadic Hezbollah rocket fire to coordinated high-impact drone operations using fiber-optic guidance that evade Israeli air defenses. The wounding of 12 IDF soldiers in a single strike marks a qualitative increase in Hezbollah's capability and willingness to inflict mass casualties. On the Iranian front, Khamenei's new chapter declaration and the CENTCOM strike briefing signal that both sides are now actively preparing for a direct military confrontation over the Strait of Hormuz. The center of gravity is shifting from Gaza and southern Lebanon to the strategic waterway and the Iranian homeland. On the information environment, the U.S. is pushing a narrative of imminent military resolve, with the CENTCOM briefing leak framing a short and powerful strike as a coercive tool while building an international coalition to legitimize Hormuz intervention. Iran counters with a sovereignty and legal framing, asserting that it alone will set the rules for the waterway. Hezbollah's narrative is one of tactical victory and deterrence restoration, claiming the drone strike is proof of its ability to penetrate Israeli defenses, a story that resonates on Arabic-language Telegram channels but is downplayed in mainstream Israeli reporting. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest around the IAEA's Isfahan access. Iran claims full cooperation, but the IAEA's public statement implies a lack of verification, and the simultaneous escalation on the Lebanon front and the Hormuz strategic track is a coordinated pressure campaign by Iran to impose costs on Israel and the U.S. across multiple domains, aiming to fracture the emerging U.S.-led coalition before it solidifies. The fiber-optic drone attack, which neutralizes Israel's electronic warfare advantage, is a deliberate signal that Iran's proxies can inflict unacceptable losses even as the U.S. masses naval power. A counter-reading is that Hezbollah's attack was opportunistic, and Iran's Hormuz rhetoric is bluster to mask economic desperation. However, the timing of the drone strike, hours before the CENTCOM briefing, and the specific targeting of an armored vehicle with a weapon system designed to defeat Israeli countermeasures suggests a pre-planned, centrally directed operation intended to shape decision-making in Washington. And now the OSINT indicators and dual-lens predictions. Three indicators to watch. First, check Sentinel-1 SAR imagery of the Isfahan nuclear site for surface disturbance or excavation activity near the reported buried 60% enriched uranium location using the next descending pass. Second, monitor Flight Radar 24 for U.S. Navy P-8A Poseidon flight patterns over the Strait of Hormuz and Gulf of Oman in the 24 hours following the CENTCOM chief's briefing to Trump, looking for increased ISR sortie frequency. Third, track the posting cadence of the Telegram channel Sabarin News, an Iraq-based pro-Iran militia mouthpiece, for any spike in threat language or mobilization claims within 48 hours of Khamenei's new chapter declaration. Looking at the status quo lens, Within 48 hours, the IDF will conduct airstrikes on Hezbollah drone launch and storage sites in the Bekaa Valley, resulting in at least one secondary explosion confirmed by open-source imagery. Before the end of the May 1st Dimash deadline, at least two additional nations beyond the UK and France will publicly announce participation in the US-led Hormuz Maritime Coalition. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 7th, with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 72 hours, Hezbollah will launch a coordinated drone swarm of five or more UAVs at a single IDF base in northern Israel, overwhelming Iron Dome and causing multiple casualties with low confidence. Before May 3rd, Iran will conduct a live-fire naval exercise in the Strait of Hormuz, closing the waterway to commercial traffic for at least 6 hours with low confidence. Within 24 hours, the IDF will issue a general evacuation warning for all villages south of the Litani River, signaling an imminent large-scale ground operation with low confidence. That concludes this SITREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Mike Rash, signing off from Jerusalem.